This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. I have a friend with me today, and I'm so excited because we stay in touch over many years, but rarely do we get to see each other face to face. And right now, we are face to face. She is joy in a package. She's beauty in a package. She loves Jesus and radiates him. She is talented like crazy. She's a singer, author, writer, performer, and she loves Jesus, and she's my friend. Her name is Jamie Jamgoshian, and she is somebody that's so special. Jamie, welcome. How are you?
Thanks for having me. What an intro, Melissa. I think the same about you.
Oh, I love it that we have just a few minutes together. Yeah. And you've been through so much in your life. Of course, you're writing music and you've gone through ministry. You've been in different seasons of your life. But let me tell you, on the other side of your music, and we'll come back and talk about that real quick, God brought you through something really difficult. And they see someone like you, people on the outside see you on stage, see you singing in videos, and your life must be perfect. But something hit you medically. Yeah. What was that?
Yeah. So I've been touring for, gosh, almost 20 years, just right in the center of God's will, and got hit with something called Lyme disease. And for a long time, didn't even know what that was. Yeah. Don't remember the tick bite. Don't remember any of that. But when it took me down, wow, it took me down. And I went from fully living life to having to move back home with my parents at my age and be taken care of. Did all the things holistically, did all the things medically speaking, all the prayers. And I so believe God is a God of miracles. And the way I got my miracle was through an advanced center in New York that really treats Lyme disease.
Really?
And I spent quite a bit of time out there doing a lot of different treatments and was able to get on the other side and get back to what I believe God has called me to do.
Amen. And when we trust God for certain things, we want instant healing. I know. I want
too. Yes.
But there's a process and a journey. What do you think you've learned through the journey of Lyme disease and that put you aside from doing your music and doing your ministry? What did God teach you?
Hard seasons can become holy seasons.
That's so good.
And I feel like when you are walking through a trial, when you are barely able to get out of bed, I had those days, Jesus becomes, we say he's our everything, but he literally became my everything, my source of strength, my source of joy, my source of hope. It's easy to sing about it. It's easy to talk about it. But when you're really going through it, is he all that we need? Is he more than our prayers being answered? Is he more than our dreams come true? Do we desire and want Christ above all things? And I think that's what I learned the most is, this life is fickle. Things are going to happen. Trials are going to come for all of us. But when we are anchored in the love of Jesus, it's like, come on, throw another one at me because I've got, please don't, but because I've got the love of the Lord and I'm walking in his strength and grace.
That's a good word. I know we can use that anytime in our life. You might be going through a good season right now, but something will come up and you'll need to remember that when Jamie went through the season with Lyme disease, that God was still faithful. Is God still good in the heartache? Can you say that?
God is still good in the waiting. He's still good in the heartache. He's still good in the pain. I like to say I worship my way through the waiting, and he's the constant. He's there.
Yes.
And he does write a beautiful story. And I just love clinging to that truth in Romans 8:28, that if it's not good yet, maybe he's not done yet. Because he says that
all things.
Somehow in his great sovereignty really do work together for our good. We might not even see it this side of heaven.
Yes.
We really might not see it earth side, but that's his promise and that's his word. So we can stand assured on that.
I love it. So two things before we head out. I want people to know about your music. Jamie Jamgoshian. Spell your name so they have it all together. Yeah. Jamie's even unique. I love it.
It is unique. It's J-A-I-M-E, Jamie, French to love.
I love
it. And then my last name is Jamgoshian, J-A-M-G-O-C-H-I-A-N. If that's hard, just type in jamiejam.com.
That's so good. And then you have a book coming out too. What's the name of that? And it's about your story and your life and being single, how God has provided. What's the name?
Isn't that amazing that at our lowest of lows, God's like, I'm not done with you, sister. I got something. So the book is called Sacred Surrender, The Practice of Waiting Well with God. And we dive into how to live a surrendered life. We dive into how to wait well. We dive into what it looks like to walk through long seasons of suffering.
Yes.
How to find joy, how to live an abundant life in the empty places.
Okay, and it's coming out when?
You can pre-order it now on Amazon, Sacred Surrender, or it comes out on October 7th.
Okay, I'm going to make this easy, Jamie Jam Goshen. I want you to check out her music, her book, her story, and you will be so encouraged. Love this lady. We have a link on my conversations page right now. You can find out all about her. That's a star883.com. Just click on Conversations.